Hello there. Welcome to a podcast on digitaldara.com that will look at Android. I bought this Android phone 6 days ago. 5 days ago? Yeah, 5 days ago. It is the Samsung Galaxy S3. It came with Android 4.0 point something. And out of the box, I could update it to 4.1.2. And then I decided to be a little bit adventurous, so I rooted it, and then I installed 4.2.1. I'm not going to go into how I did that. Suffice it to say, it was a little bit interesting, and if you're doing it, then be warned that you may have to install TalkBack from the either an archive, if you can find one, or using the Google Play Store. And if you're doing that, unfortunately, you're going to need a little bit of sighted assistance. And even for installing the new ROM for 4.2.1, you're probably going to need sighted assistance as well. Adds to the fun, doesn't it? Okay, so I've been warned, you know, don't do the usual Android versus iOS versus Symbian versus BlackBerry kind of thing. And don't be too basic about how things are explained. So I'm not going to. Too much. I do have an iPhone here. I do have an Android here. An Android device. I should really say I have iOS and I have Android, really referring to their operating systems. I have a 4S, which is battered and scratched and dinted, but it served me well. But about 3 months ago, back in October, I decided I've had enough of this touchscreen malarkey. And I'm going to go back to a nice, comfortable Nokia C3. And that served me very well for 3 months. And it would still serve me very well. But it was just a little bit too basic. I like to mess around with things and when I'm bored on a bus, see what I can break. And you can't really do that with a Nokia because it just works. And you know what? Because I was busy around that time, I needed a phone that just worked. But now I'm back in the experimentation kind of phase, so. Right, here goes. Let's run through this very quickly, okay? And I'm not going to do too much explanation. If you use a phone, you're going to know what I'm doing here.
2128, ringer silent.
Okay, I just press the unlock button, and I got 2128, so it's almost 8:30. And the ringer says it's silent. Perfect. In 4.1,
ringer silent.
I went. The screen turned off. In 4.1, I didn't get that information. I got far too much other crap information. That could have been the launcher that was installed on the phone. Now, if you want to know what a launcher is, I suggest you Google it, because this isn't a tutorial.
2128, ring. Slide area.
Okay. Slide area. It's going to say, watch, hold on.
Slide right for unlock.
Okay, it's going to say slide right for unlock. I can slide wherever the hell I want, and it'll sit unlock. And I said phone, because that's the first icon I'm on.
Home screen 3. Calendar.
I'm just email. Swiping right here.
Clock. Analog clock. Clock. Analog clock. 2129. Settings. Phone. Messaging. Apps. Firefox. Folder. Social.
And then at the bottom there. All I did was swipe around the screen to my right there. At one stage I went back to see if I missed something. But I didn't. It was around the time of when I got to the clock there. So here I have my home screen. I've laid this out the way I want it. It's very minimalistic. Settings is on that screen because I'm still playing around with the phone. I've gone through all of the settings at this stage, I think. But just in case I've missed something or I want to try something new, I have settings right on my main screen. And that's what I really like about Android at the moment. It's so customizable. Even here on the dock, if I go
home
down
screen,
here.
Home screen, apps. Firefox, folder, social.
I have a folder in my dock. So the dock is the, just like iOS, the dock is the last row of icons on the bottom.
Folder opened,
and
2x1.
Nice, 2x1.
Twitter, Facebook.
So on the bottom there, I have a folder called social.
Folder closed.
Twitter and Facebook in there. Now I can get to them via apps.
Messaging, phone. Messaging,
which is
apps.
Three in. I just apps. Know it's right above the phone button here, which is why I can get to it so quickly. Because the bottom dock takes five apps,
home screen
five icons.
Three. Phone, messaging, apps, Firefox, folder, social.
And because that's the most regular icons I use. On the top as well.
Calendar.
I have calendar.
Clock.
Clock.
21:30. clock.
Oh, I have an icon there for clock.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold the long press.
Go into my alarm.
21:30.
But I have a large area here. Double tap to select. Which is a widget. And that's a clock as well.
And email.
Email.
Double tap to settings.
Settings.
Double tap to select. Double tap
to 21:31.
Analog. Four new messages. CyanogenMod and mod statistics. Ringer silent. Wi-Fi 3 bars. Minus 85. 69. Battery 69%. 21:31.
So instead of calling it each item on the top of the screen separately, like you'd find in iOS, for example, it actually speaks the entire line. Now that just reminds me of a very important point that I really have to make very early on in this podcast. I've only learned what I know through the very generous help from people on Twitter and on websites such as Blind Geek Zone. A fellow called Mike, and I'm sorry if I pronounced the name wrong, Arrigo. I'm sorry. He has a podcast on there, an introduction to Android and Jelly Bean. Go look it up, because that is where I learned most of it. He is a wealth of knowledge. And in fact, I've sent him two emails in the past 4 or 5 days. And he's responded to each one of them very quickly with some very interesting information. So, by all means, don't credit me with any of this information. It's people like Mike who've actually done the work, and I'm only learning from what they've picked up, and then getting a little bit extra on the way as well, which is what it's all about, really, isn't it? But no, please do give them the credit that they deserve, especially Mike, because he seems to know an awful lot. Fair play. So let's get back here.
21:35. Slide area. Home.
I'm back on the home screen again. Now, on let's compare this to iOS just for a second, because that's what a lot of people are going to be familiar with at this stage. When you open your home screen on iOS, you have 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 pages or whatever amount of pages you want. On this version of Android that I'm using, and with the stock version, I suppose, the out-of-box experience, you might have 5 screens.
Screen off. Ringer silent.
It's off again. You might have 5 screens. But the first screen you get to is screen 3. Unless you configure it differently. And that's one of the powers of Android. Everything is configurable from what I gather. Really, there's very few limits on what you can configure. Android, of course, is built on some kind of variant of Linux. Or a Linux type kernel anyway. And it would certainly be a Linux or Unix philosophy that a lot of components on the operating system and the user interface are highly configurable. So it's great to see that that's carried forward. Right, let's go back in here. So as I said, you're on page 3 straight away. And if I go
home
here.
Home screen 3.
Ah, good. Got
double
it
tap to
right
select.
Away.
Double tap and hold the long press.
So if I go anywhere in the middle of the screen here, it tells me what page I'm on. If I go over here.
Home screen 2. Home screen 2 of 5.
I'm on home screen 2 of 5. Now let's look around this screen. I have only one widget
theme
on this.
From single quote. This is skip back, play and pause. Skip forwards.
So I have
Apollo
one widget
4X1.
On this. It's called Apollo. And it shows me the name of the current track.
Theme from single quote. This is my father. Single quote. Aiden Alani. Skip backwards. Play and pause. Skip forwards.
And let's move in
Apollo
my
4X1.
Finger right across from left to right on that particular part of the screen. So it's very minimalistic on that screen, because all I want to do on that particular one is be able to very easily and quickly control playback of music when I'm sitting on a bus or a train. I have nothing on page 1 because I haven't decided what to put on there yet.
Home screen 2. Home screen 4. Home screen 4 of 5.
Now, I should explain before I go any further, because I got a little bit ahead of myself. Again, comparing it to iOS, the great thing about Android is you're not just stuck with icons or names on your home screen. You can have widgets, which are little portals of information, or they're, you know, ever changing frames to into different apps.
Home screen off. Ringer silent.
21:38.
Home screen blue.
Didn't
read rogue at a clock. Facebook buttons.
So I have a widget here called Facebook Buttons. Unfortunately, it's not fully
Facebook
accessible.
Buttons.
But I know the button locations at this stage because I've been told Facebook what buttons. They are. I know if I go to the left, it says Facebook buttons. That's a new post. If I wait for the next beep.
Facebook buttons.
That is check-in.
Facebook buttons.
And I forget that one. I think it's post picture or something like that. So not accessible, really. But nice to have anyway. Next
read
one
down. Read Rogue Cloudy hyphen hyphen one.
That says it is... We're in Drogheda. I think it's saying it's 1 degree. And it's cloudy. So it's a weather widget. So I don't have to go into the weather app to get that information.
Per 1608 at Nelmix 78 at Digital Dare. That's what I meant, yes, about the war. 2:42 p.m. the 24th of January 13 in reply to Nelmix 78.
That was a mention on Twitter that I got from Kerry, a person in Ireland, who had a few thoughts on the whole podcast.
Home screen
thing.
4 of 5.
If I go back, keep Blue them off. Down. Ah, I like double this widget. On. This widget is double called a power widget. I can check and enable or disable certain parts of the phone.
Bluetooth off, Wi-Fi on.
For example, Wi-Fi.
Bluetooth off.
Bluetooth.
GPS on.
GPS.
Sync on. Brightness auto.
Sync on and brightness
double
auto.
Double tap to select.
I couldn't be bothered changing that. I must change that sync if it makes power a difference control. To my battery.
Home screen 4.
It says double tap still to select. Says I'm double tap and hold the long home press. Screen 4. Really, you can do anything with these widgets. If you can find a widget for showing you stocks, then you can put stocks up here. If you have a widget for train times or bus times, you can put a widget up there for the bus times. Even in the lock screen, let's go and lock the screen here.
Home, screen off, ringer
screen
silent.
Off.
2139 ringers, slide,
okay. So
status widget.
There's even pages on the lock screen, so I can go to page 2. Go on, go to
unlock
page 2.
Unlock area, calendar widget, showing item. Weekly projects meeting 1400 hours to 1500 hours office.
So there you go. On page 2 of my lock screen, I have a calendar so I can see what's, you know, my up and coming for today and all that kind of stuff. And that's actually for tomorrow, which is quite nice. So I can go
expand
down
unlock
here.
Area. Unlock area expanded. Unlock.
I think I can just home. Swipe. There you go. Some parts of this aren't speaking, as you can tell, as much as you might like, but you kind of get used to it. You know, swipe on lock area. It might say swipe right. It doesn't matter what you swipe. It just works anyway. Don't know if that's a bug or not. I don't care. It works nicely for me. Right. Let's see where we're going from here.
Home screen 3.
There's
home
one
screen
thing
three
that
of five.
I want to do for myself.
Phone,
so let's
messaging,
do it while
apps.
You're here. I'm going to apps.
Apps.
And in apps, I've... rows and rows and rows of apps here. Let's go look through.
Apollo. Audible. Audioboo. BOI.
Just move my finger
double
on the screen like I would on
calendar.
iOS.
Calculator. Browser. Breaking news. Camera. Chatting. Chrome. Clock. DSP Manager. Dropbox. Downloads. Discover. Email. Facebook. File Manager. Firefox.
Move to the next page.
Pages Manager. Apps page 2 of 3. Flipboard, Gallery, Gmail, Google, IVONA Kendry, Irish Times, Independent, Google Plus, IVONA, KeePass Droid, Local, Maps, Movie Studio, Messenger, Messenger, Messaging, Navigation, News and Weather, Nova Settings, Pages Manager, Phone, People.
People, that's what I wanted.
A. Abby, Alish Quinn M.
I'm looking for a search box.
Me
what
groups.
Excuse me for a second.
Me 189 contacts. Dara Hay. All contacts. Favorites. Me 189 contact. Quick contact. Me 189 contact. Favorites. All contacts. Colin. Colin Loganon. Colin Loganon. Droga. Dundock BN. E. Amon. Amon Brian. Ed Wood. Double tap. Emily. Emma Jane Ualai. Contact lists showing 13 items. Phone email him. Showing item. Emma Jane Ualai. Remove from favorites. Lists showing 13 items. Plus 300. Text message. 01865. Text message.
Oh, I can't do that now. That's a pity.
Remove from favorites. Emma Jane Ualai. Emma Jane Ualai.
There was a way of... There was a button in 4.1.2 for adding this to a home screen. But it seems to be gone in 4.2.1. There's my dog making noise in the background. Excuse that. I don't know where that's gone. That's a pity. +300 Oops, hold on.
+300 Lists showing 13. Remove from favorites. Emma Jane Ualy.
Yeah, it's an awful pity, because that was handy. You could just add a contact onto your home screen.
List showing 13 items. Phony apps. Oh well.
Anyway, you can see that I don't have a huge amount of apps installed at the moment. I have things like SoundCloud, Audioboo, Facebook, Twitter, the Irish Times. I have the Journal, Breaking News, KeePass for Password Manager, a few other little apps like that. But I'm installing them slowly and evaluating them as I go along, and I'll get to that fairly shortly. Moving apps around isn't as easy as, say, as on iOS.
Home, screen off, ringer
and
silent.
Oh, it's talking again. It's not as easy as, for example, on iOS, because it doesn't say, you know, you're at a border, stop and hold to change the page. Or it doesn't tell you if you're on top of another icon to make a folder, or, you know, it doesn't give you any kind of audible feedback for what it's doing at times. So it's not as intuitive or as easy to use. It is possible. It is doable. One of the nice things, or horrible things, depending on how you look at it, is it's not stuck to a grid period, a grid kind of layout. So if you move, say, messaging down a bit and you don't align it up with the next one, then that's where it's going to stay. So if you're on your home screen and you're moving your finger across and you expect to find something, then it may not be there. You might need to move it down a bit depending on where you've left it. I found that a little bit difficult to get used to at the start, and I ended up getting some assistance to line things up properly, because I have an awful habit, I suppose, of moving from iOS, of just moving my finger straight in a straight line to find what I'm looking for. And if things are all over the place, then it just takes a little bit longer. I find that I don't swipe an awful lot. It's a habit that I got out of after a while, of becoming comfortable with just knowing where things are on iOS. So although I probably could swipe to find the next item, I just don't do it. I'm out of the habit. Right, let's do something fairly straightforward. Send a text message.
2145. Slide area. Unlock. Home. Phone. Messaging. Messaging.
Okay. Show.
018. Playback. Nikki Keeley. Andrew Graff. Emma Jane Ualy. Messaging.
Send a message.
Edit box. Type message. Capital H. E. E. L. L. Hell. Heel. Held. Y. Right. L. L. O. O. Space. Hello. T. H. H. E. E. There. The. There. Ire.
There's a great thing on the keyboard on Android. If you, say, type in T-H-E, then it will say T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-S-E, T-H-E-N. So it'll give you all of the predictions that you can cycle through. I know on Android you could, on iOS you can do that, but it's not as easy to do on iOS from the perspective of a screen reader user as it is on Android. So there you go. There's things that are good and things that are bad
space
on that platform.
There.
Let's just send that.
Send. Clear text. Showing item 7 to 9 of 9. Hello there, 2146.
So you can see there that I sent a message saying hello there.
Voice space. Send
one
disabled.
Thing I like about this is
messaging. Showing item. Home.
There's a
folder,
designated
social
back button. So you don't have to go looking for a back button. There's one just to the right of the home button. Now, let's just plug this out for a second, okay? Just give you an example of a contrast.
Slide to unlock. Messages. Rate set weather. Messages. Edit. Button. Messages. Heading. Compose. Button. 2. Text field. Is E. E. M. 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 Delete. M. A. A. Eamon. Home. Eamon Aubrian. Mobile. Plus. Eamon. 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 Eamon Aubrian. E. Delete. E. A. Delete. E. Delete.
I obviously made a mistake.
R. E. E. M. M. Delete. M. M. A. A. Emma Jane Ualy. Emma Jane Ualy. Emma Jane Ualy. Work. Text T. Text message. Text field. H. J. H. E. M. M. E. E. L. Delete.
Crap.
E. Delete. H. Text message. Text field. text message, text field, is editing. Capital A, capital J, capital H, capital H, E, E, L, 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 P, O, O, space, N, G.
Oops. Delete, I'm not having space, a good day delete, today G, with my phone.
Delete, I, delete, P, delete, L, delete, E, delete, capital H, delete. Capital H, W, E, E, O, P, L, 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 I, space, space, hello.
Did it autocorrect? It's grand.
T, H, G, E, E, R, R, E, E, space, space, there. Send, button. Send, dimmed. Messages, screen.
Okay, so you can tell there's not much difference. You go into your messaging, you find your contact, and you send. So, sorry, I'm being very bad here and letting things make noises as I'm plugging them in and out. But it's late. And I might not publish this one. I might decide to do a better one tomorrow. Okay, so we've done the messaging thing. One thing that I also like here is the power button.
Alert.
I can showing hold the power button on. I can turn it
ringer
turn
vibrate.
Ringer on the vibrator.
Ringer on.
I can go
airplane
on.
Mode. Airplane mode is off. Profile default. Reboot. Power off.
So just a few extra options there.
Home.
That you get when you try when you hit the power button. One really nice thing I like.
Home. Play and pause. Play and pause.
Come on, play for me.
Skip forwards. Play and pause.
Jesus, this is irritating. Skip back. Times.
Play and pause.
There we go. Okay. See, the
home. Screen,
screen
off.
Is not
ringer
locked.
Silent.
I can go next track. I can go previous track.
2150 ringer silent.
And you know how I'm doing that?
No widget. Pause button.
I am holding the power the volume buttons. So without unlocking the screen, I can move between tracks. And that's really handy. I like that a lot.
Slide area. Photo. Slide area. Home.
Okay.
Home. Home now. Screen 3. Home screen 3 of 5.
I'm going to have to get onto a few things that I don't like. I'm sorry.
Apps.
Let's go to apps. No, let's go to settings, actually.
Showing for system settings. Settings.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 13 of 33. More.
1 to 13 of 33. Okay, that's handy enough. It's saying there's a list view here, and I'm on 1 to 13 of 33 items. So, it's showing 13, and then, you know, it'll have to go to the next screen and show the next 13. That's fine. Let's swipe here.
Interface. Launcher. Lock screen. Themes. System. Device. Sound. Display.
It's got the end of the list. If I keep going.
Settings. Wireless and network.
It's going to the top of the damn list. That's so irritating. Now, I can swipe up with two fingers, and that'll go to the next page.
Storage. Battery. Apps. Advanced, personal, profile, on checkbox, location, security, language and input.
So I can still swipe around then after that. But it's very, very, very irritating. When I swipe, I want it to swipe down constantly. I don't want to have to scroll around pages. People, it's just not intuitive. It's really not.
Home.
It's bloody irritating me.
Folder, social.
Especially,
folder
say, it's
Twitter,
going to...
Facebook, Twitter.
It's going to Twitter, okay?
Twitter.
James, I'm go
Marie,
to the,
Mary, home.
Home, and I'm gonna now one thing
Candy
I do like.
Candy underscore Oily, how to complain about poor medical care in the UK? Mommy Bedzoid, blogspot.com slash 2013 slash one slash how dash divide Bedzoid.
If I want to go to the top of this page, I do like one thing on an Android. You can hold your two
Anna
fingers
Parker,
and just go swipe.
Candy at C under
and it just moves all the way up. It's great.
Candy at C under Mary Davis
and
Skibble buzzing after an event set by Jerry O'Connor. Hash
done.
Wowzers.
Right.
Candy at
C
underscore Oily, how to Mark Roderick. Anna Parker, Mary Davis.
This is what you do when you're reading
search.
Twitter. You swipe through things.
Anna Parker,
skim.
Naples, it's Mary Davis. It's
and I'm at the end. I have to go
home.
Ah, feckin' hell.
Folder. Folder. Twitter.
I went too far down the screen.
Showing
I
items
the
1 to 4 of 231.
Scrolling.
Mary Davis. Fiona Knight, show me. Marina Kate. James Corbett. Paul McLean.
All right, so you're scrolling. You're
search.
Reading.
New tweet. Home. Connect. Discuss. Me. James. Paul.
I have to do it again. It's just really irritating when you're trying to read through things quickly. you know, you're constantly losing your place because you have to scroll around the place. Now, if I want to go down to the end of the list, it's quite handy because I can... I did it again. I hit the damn back button. I keep doing that today.
Folder O. Twitter. Twitter. Store.
I can scroll down and I get some nice audible feedback to say that I'm marking my way down the list. And I can scroll back up again.
Twitter.
Waiting for the noise to say that I'm up at the top.
Mary.
Okay, I'm at
Mary
the
Mary Davis at Skibgle buzzing after an immense set by Jerry O'Connor. Hash wowzers, so, hash Treadfest. Screen off, ringer silent.
You can tell there, I hope, that there's things here that are nice and there's things here that simply are bloody irritating.
21.
For example,
slide area.
Let's go into something that's a little bit irritating again.
Home.
Let's go
phone.
To
messaging.
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 I'm going to hit back because I'm still in a message here with Emma.
Home. Folder.
Oops, no,
messaging.
Not.
Messaging. Andrew. Nikki. Playback. You. Nikki Keeley.
Okay.
You missed one call from me at 21. Image 13.
Now, I'm
image
swiping
57.
Around here.
Say auto. Image 1. New message. Say image 1.
Now, I know now because somebody's told me that these are like placeholders for pictures. But I don't need to know that. You know, unless clicking on this is going to do something different for me, then just have them all the one item. I don't care that the pictures, you know,
image,
just
Andrew,
give me
image,
the information I need.
Image 69.
At the very least, you know, make it something meaningful, not just image 69.
Nikki, image 13.
Image 13?
Andrew, image 57.
So I'm sure there's something very meaningful about these numbers, but it certainly makes no sense to me.
Search.
Okay.
Home, folder,
let's
social.
Let's go and find
messaging,
the App Store for
apps,
a second.
Messaging, apps. Apps. Email. Facebook. Downloads. Discover. Navigation. News and weather. Messenger. Messaging. Messenger. Messenger. Movie studio. Pages. Nova settings. Voice search. Twitter. Torch. YouTube. Email. Discover. Downloads. Facebook. File manager. Dropbox. DSP manager. Firefox. DSP manager. Clock.
A lot of applications
Chrome,
come with this.
Chatten.
And I haven't
camera,
deleted them yet.
Email. Discover. Camera. Breaking news. Apollo. Audible. Browser. Chatten. Downloads. Facebook. File manager. Dropbox. Chrome. Clock. DSP manager. Firefox. Double tap to select. File manager. Pages manager. Nova settings. News and weather. Navigation. Messaging. Messenger. Messenger. Movie studio. Maps. Local. Keep Asteroid. IVONA Tech. Google Plus. Independent. Irish Times, IV, Google, Gmail, Google, G Gallery, Flipboard, YouTube, Torch, Sky, People, Phone, Play Store, Settings, Play Store.
You'd find it eventually.
Play Store.
Problem with this as well is it's all shown
showing
in
alphabetical. Items 1 to 7 of 11.
So I thought Play Store was on page 2, so I was looking on page 2 for it and it wasn't there. And obviously something had pushed it up to page 3 because it being alphabetical. It should have been on page 3. Just another little annoyance.
Feature.
Okay, let's go and find the search button.
Search Google Play. Search query.
Okay, what will I search for? What will I search for? I'll search for RTE. National broadcast right here.
RTE. Airda News. Airda TV Player. Airda. Airda Player. Airda. Airda. Airda Player. Apps drop down list.
Airda Player.
Radio podcast, radio, world news, RT radio player by R. Search query. 263 reviews with app install button.
Gonna install. Come on, install for me.
Google Play Store. Storage modifier, accept and download button. Google Play Store.
Okay, that's accepting and downloading for me. And the same thing on the iPhone. It's just to do a quick comparison. That's one thing I really like about the iPhone. Or did the Android?
Slide to unlock. Dictate. Home. App Store. Two new items. Genius. Top. Search. Tab. 4 of 5. Selected. Search. Tab. Mediarads. Link. Mediarads. Mediarads. Link heights regulator slash drones. Search field. Search field. Is editing. Mediarads. Link heights regulator slash drones. Remedy control surface. Select. Select all. Menu item. Select all. Search. Delete. Selection.
Okay.
E. R. R. Y. T. Temple Run 2. All results for RTE. 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 Search field. RTE player. Free screenshot 1. Image. RTE player. 1 of 19. Adjustable. RTE player. 1 of 19. Featured. Tab. Top. Screenshot 1. Open. Button.
On the iPhone, it's not exactly intuitive, but I think it's actually opening the app because it already knows that I've installed, which is a bit irritating. Because I wanted to show you the installation process, which never mind.
Screen lock.
Now, one thing I was saying there that I like about the Android operating system, is that when a new dialog box comes on the screen, you know, asking you a question, for example, then it reads out that dialog box for you automatically, including the buttons. Let's see if I can get it to do something.
Slide area. Slide right for unlock. Google Play Store. Home. Messaging. Home. Messaging. Messaging. Andrew. Nikki Keeley. You miss. Emma Jane. You ally. 1. Messaging. Emma Jane. Oh. Say out. Hey. Lie. Who. Andrew Grafton. 2. Hi. Dara. 1. Nikki Keeley. You. Messaging. You missed one call from me at 2110. Showing 5. Delete red. Insert smiley. Delete red. Alert delete. One conversation will be deleted. Cancel delete. Cancel button. Delete button. Messaging.
So
messaging.
Alert one conversation will be deleted. And then it said cancel delete. Now, it would have been nice if it took a breath or paused or something between saying cancel and delete to notify that it was a button, or even that there was a difference between cancel and delete. But it didn't. But still, it's nice that you don't have to go looking for the dialog box when it comes up. It automatically speaks. So there's a few little things like that that actually make a nice difference. And I might do a series
screen
of
off.
These.
Ringer silent.
It was said to me today, you know, do one when you know more about it. But sure, where's the fun in that? So you can learn along with me. And we can learn and teach each other as we're going along. Please feel free to drop me any questions or comments or ideas, because I am still learning about this thing. I'm not hugely impressed by it. I don't know. I think it can be better, and I think it will be better. It's making massive strides forward with every release. So I'm glad I'm coming to it at this early stage to see and to appreciate what's happening. I know a lot happened in version 2 of the platform, and between version 2 and 4, it's a bit of a resolution, or revolution even. Sorry, it's late. So imagine what's going to happen between 4 and 5, or 4 and 6. So it's nice to be involved, simply from a user's perspective, to see what's happening as it's going along. And who knows, if I can learn a little bit more about it, I might even be able to put in a few bug submissions or feature requests or something to get things moving in the direction that I particularly want to see them moving in. Okay, website address again, in case you don't have it already, is www.digitaldara.com. Email address is d@digitaldara.com. Twitter is digitaldara, and Facebook, sure, you'll find me somewhere if you use the email address. Thank you for listening. Sorry if it was very long and boring, and if my voice sounds very tired. It's been a long day, but I really want to get myself motivated to actually start one of these, because I had the equipment packed away and needed a bit of motivation. Right, goodbye.